same name, and he's here with us. It's a welcome back to Tom. And we love you. We always have a lovely conversation with you. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. Good to be here.
It's good to see you again. Now, last time you came in, you were telling us about a movie. We'll get to this thing in a minute, about where you played a country singer.
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams. Yep. Okay, now, how's that coming along? When does that come out?
I know it's definitely coming out in March in America. That's its first release date, March 25th, and I'm told it will be followed by a UK release, so see you in the spring.
I'm amazed at how studied you are. You work very hard on parts that you play, don't you?
I feel I owe it to the creators of the source material, which sounds grand, but recently I've played roles which have been the product of other people's imagination, especially when I was playing Hank Williams, who is a real person with a very real life, and his legacy as a musician is profound and lasting. So I felt a responsibility in playing him to commit myself to his truth, to his experience.
Yeah.
And so there's a rigor involved in that, which I enjoy enormously.
Do you know when you've got it, or are you always insecure about that?
There are milestones. There are moments where you, as you're climbing the mountain, you can stop and enjoy the view, I think. And I was very lucky. I had a guy called Rodney Crowell, who is Nashville royalty himself, and he remembers watching Hank Senior when he was 2 years old. He was sitting on his father's shoulders. He remembers, it's one of his earliest memories, is watching Hank about 2 years before he died. And Rodney was my tutor in the ways of the blues. He, you know, watching my right hand, looking at the way I yodeled and the way I sang. So he was great.
I can't wait for people to see it.
It's called I Saw the Light, I should say.
Okay, thanks for that. Tom is now starring in the spy series The Night Manager. You're a former soldier turned hotel night manager, Jonathan Pine, who is recruited by an intelligence officer, played by Olivia Colman, to win the trust of an arms dealer, played by none other than Hugh Laurie.
National treasure.
Yeah, this is set in the modern day, so it's based on the book, clearly, right?
Yes, it's based on the book by John le Carré, which he wrote in the early 90s.
Right.
And actually, in le Carré's novel, Pine is a soldier who'd served in Belfast as a British officer during the Troubles. And we've updated that now so that Pine is, his military service was in Iraq in 2003, 2004. And he's now disbanded from the service, and he's now working in a hotel, and it's thrilling, I have to say.
Yeah.
The scripts were so exciting and so sophisticated, and it has the stitching of le Carré's narrative storytelling ability, which is that everything, it feels so real. I mean, le Carré is a man who himself was a spy. He understands the nuances of how things work at MI6 and international relations and the delicacy of diplomacy and agent running. He was very active in the adaptation, and we shot it for 75 days last year in Switzerland, Morocco, Mallorca, London. It's a very international spy thriller.
And what's the nature of your character? What's his personality like?
Well, Jonathan Pine is true to the le Carré archetype, which is very intelligent, very resourceful, highly skilled, and broken. He's chasing a man called Richard Roper, which is played by Hugh Laurie. And the best thing about Hugh's casting is that he brings with him all of the likability and sophistication that we associate with him. Roper is educated and kind and funny and affable, deeply English and good to his family, but he sells chemical weapons to the highest bidder in the Middle East with no moral compunctions about that at all.
Yeah.
Within Pine, le Carré has placed his own anger that a man who has the benefits of an English education makes a living of hundreds of millions of pounds a year doing the worst thing imaginable.
So does your character get dragged into this reluctantly?
I don't want to spoil anything, but there are personal reasons which compel him to get involved. And he takes a call from Angela Burr, who's an intelligence operative working in Victoria, played by Olivia Colman. And Burr recruits Pine to be a field agent who has to infiltrate Roper's inner circle, live within the jaws of the lion, not get caught, and bring him down from the inside.
Yeah.
So it is a kind of cat and mouse thriller in that regard. And the high stakes in it come from the fact that actually you see Roper and Pine getting quite close. They become quite close friends, but the audience know that Pine is in there to get him, to bring him down.
I bet it's fun, you two working together, because Hugh is he's great fun.
He himself is a huge le Carré fan and has been trying to to get the night manager on screen for about 20 years. So his authority and his enthusiasm is great.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, and he's also just, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He wouldn't confess to it, but he is.
You can see Tom Hiddleston in the first episode of The Night Manager. It's on BBC One this Sunday at 9 p.m. Great to see you. We'll see you in the summer, something like that.
Yes, I'll be back for Hank.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Thank you,
Tom. See you next time.